Good morning, 6:26, July the 1st, 2013. 7-1. 6 months left to this year to do something. I hope I'm going to get something done. 15:54 on the first mile, 16 minute mile. I have to crank it back here a little bit. My calves and shins are sore. Get slowed down at the first half. That's it. Took too long taking the picture, and then I didn't get a good tune the first one. Last two were pretty good. Last three were pretty good, but first one not so much. I had to skip a few to get a good walking pace going. Oh, it's Monday, first day of the month. I'd say rabbit, but I've already spoken several times today. My wife got up early. We had words, friendly words. I mean, it was like, good morning, dear, and that kind of thing. But I got up a little bit early today, 4:30. Felt good. I do that more often, I think. I've had a little bit of coffee, so I haven't had anything to eat, but I've had some coffee. I need to get back into my whole wheat bread and peanut butter habit. As much as I like my morning bagel, my morning burrito, I think they leave me looking for a snack around 10. I can't say that that's true of the slabs of whole wheat bread with peanut butter. I think the nutritional value might be a slight bit higher, and the carbs give me a little more to burn through the morning. Now, yesterday I can't complain. Had my burrito and got moving. Today is a writing day. I've got to get the kids to school and then make it back to therapy and then make a grocery run. That'll give me about an hour or an hour and a half before I have to go back and pick up prescriptions and the kid, and then this afternoon I should have some time. It's a short week for her. She doesn't have school on the 4th of July, of course. And I think she has 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, instead of four. So, short week for her. She's happy. She'd be happier if it wasn't a week at all, but that's okay. So, yeah, I started putting books up on Kobo. I got at least two books. One of them, I didn't remember putting Light in the Dark on Kobo, but apparently I went through Smashwords for that one. It is still on Smashwords. I'd forgotten that I've got a book on Smashwords. I may have a couple, I don't know. I never see any sales, once in a very, very great while, but Smashwords is not even close to being the kind of market that Mark Coker seems to think it is. So yeah, there's been progress last week. Not enough progress on GreeDoc, but I'm giving this story a chance to develop, this new line that I've got going. The question is whether or not I can salvage any of the previous lines. And I don't know if I can or not. I'm not going to worry about it. I've got a story that has me sort of engaged, so I've got to push that story. I'm also not going to worry about the length. I'm going to write the length that it is, and then if I need to trim it back or fill it in or whatever, then I can worry about that later. To get a little extra oxygen to my leg muscles that are telling me that they've been sorely abused. And they have. I was pushing very hard to try to get to 15:30. I didn't make it. 20 seconds. It took me a minute to take the photo, so nah, probably not that long. Whew. I'm glad it's a little bit breezy because I did work up the sweat. Gotta go home and get a shower before I go sit in a closed office with anybody, that's for sure. So what time is it? 6:33. 15 minutes away. Yeah, I got plenty of time. Plenty of time. I need to immerse myself in Greedox Ioneth City. Into Greedox reminiscences. So, I'm trying to find another book to read. I started reading, I got a bunch of stuff from BookBo, free stuff that's, oh man. Stopping the flow of the story, to spend a paragraph describing a character, a point of view character, in ways that the point of view character would not describe themselves. No. Flashback. About every third chapter is a flashback, and it always catches me because the chapter headings are too busy. The chapter headings have a lot of italics, they have a quote, they have a timestamp, and some of it's in italics, and some of it's in bold, and some of it's in bold italics, and then the story picks up. So yeah, my eye skips right over that busy work at the top of the page. So I've been sandbagged twice now on flashback chapters. I'm about ready to toss this book, honest to Pete. I'm sure that there are people who will like it. It's richly textured, I suppose would be the way to put it. Mostly it's just aggravating. For me, it's aggravating, what can I say? Fussy. Monkpole. Which goes back to the earlier question I had about P.S. Power and the Young Ancient series. I have to confess that I'm drawn toward the next book in the series just to see what he does. But I'm also disgusted enough with it that I know pretty much what he's going to do, and I don't really want to read it. So, kind of a problem. Gone through several samples that are just, you know, I get to the end of the second screen and go, nope. Point of view breaks. Now, point of view breaks, a lot of people probably don't even, I don't know if everybody gets. I don't know if it's just me, and because I'm an author, I'm hypercritical. But the truth is, if I'm willing to overlook a lot if you can drag me to the story, as P.S. Power has demonstrated over 5 books. Even stuff that I pick out and upset about, I will overlook if it's a good enough story. And why The Young Ancients is a good enough story, I don't know, because it certainly lacks most of the things that I would think of. But yeah, some problems, some serious problems. What a beautiful day. It's a bit on the chilly side. My thermometer said 60 on the back of the house, but it feels more like 55 out here. I'm wearing a baggy polo shirt. Sweating it up. It's okay, it's a dirty one. I'm gonna take it off when I get home and shower and put on clean clothes. But there's a nice breeze. Excuse me. Yesterday's temperatures were in the mid-80s. Might have got up to 90. It wasn't a bad day yesterday. It felt like the weekend was over 100 all weekend long, but the reality was yesterday wasn't bad at all. Of course, my weekend was skewed because my wife stayed home on Friday, and the kid didn't have to go to school. And so everybody was home on Friday, so Friday was like Saturday. Saturday was like Sunday. Yesterday was like, oh, really? It's still the weekend? So today, with any luck, everybody will be back on schedule, including me. The only one who doesn't have a schedule for today is the elder daughter, who made lembas yesterday. She got a recipe off the internet and made lembas, which is basically, as nearly as I can tell, kind of a lightweight scone. It was quite good, but it was basically a scone. Because I do want my breakfast, and key to that is getting home, tossing some stuff in the microwave, tossing some stuff in my bread maker because I'm out of bread, and make sure I pick up an extra bag so that I can bag the loaf when it comes out when I go to the store this morning. Made a pot of chili yesterday. It came out pretty good. I bet it would be much better today. Can opener chili. So basically, chop up an onion, chop up a couple peppers. I use Anaheim's because the wife and kids don't like a lot of fire in their food. So the Anaheim gives a bit of flavor without giving a lot of heat. A jalapeno would have been better, but okay. And they don't like sweet green peppers for some reason. I like them, but nobody else seems to. Ew. I can't eat those. They give me heartburn. They give me gas. No, it's the beans, you twit, that gives you gas. Anyway, so a couple cans of red kidneys. And one of the small cans of seasoned, Southwest seasoned black beans. Drain them all, but don't rinse any of them. And then a pot of fresh salsa. Now, I cheat and get deli salsa because it's going to get mixed in with all this other stuff. And it's fresh enough so that it's really quite tasty. It has that fresh tomato flavor that you don't get from bottled stuff. So a quart of that. And then you cook the onions and peppers and brown the meat and then throw the beans and top it off with salsa. Well, I like it. Seasonings are, I use a mild chili powder and a bit of cumin and a bit of cilantro. And it has a nice flavor. It comes out nice. Also, takes about half an hour. So, flavors don't really have a chance to meld up very well. Oh, here's my mower guy. Of course, it's Monday. That's why I make a big pot, because it's always better the second day. Give this guy a bit of room here. He doesn't need it. Fresh mowed grass. Minutes on the back half. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. I'll take it. That's trekking along even for the front half. So, yeah, it's no wonder my legs are telling me, hey, what the hell are you doing? Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Oh, welcome to July, everyone. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.